from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mets, Orioles, tonight we got good news on Brandon Nimmo. MRI came back clean. He is day-to-day. So, Mets, Orioles obviously have a rich history. We know that rich World Series history. But there are a lot of players that have played for both teams. So I'm going to give you the top five players to have ever played for the Mets and Orioles. Now, let me be clear, first of all.
I love this.
First of all, yeah. I tried my very best to take sentiment out of it. Because there's a couple guys that have a soft spot in my heart. I tried to take sentiment out of it. And let me be real clear on this one. This is not your performance necessarily on the Mets and Orioles. Because if that was the case, there'd be a big omission here I'd have to take out.
Right.
Is that fair?
I don't even know what you meant, but go ahead.
Okay, so what I mean is if you were a crappy Met, right, but an awesome baseball player, you're on the list. It's the best players.
Gotcha.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Here we go!
Number five.
Number five is Ken Singleton. Now, for people my age, people Evan's age, we think of Ken Singleton, obviously, the broadcaster, right? Yankee games, whether he was doing play-by-play or he was an analyst. We think of Ken Singleton, the broadcaster, but he was a heck of a baseball player. He is in the Orioles Hall of Fame, obviously played with the Mets, too. So.
Look out!
He is number
five.
That's
what he says. He says, look out.
We're aware.
Number four.
I wasn't.
Well,
that's why I was explaining it.
Thank you.
You learn something every day when you sit next to Evan. Jesse Orozco.
Jesse Orozco.
Now, obviously, the iconic, the mitt throwing there. Mm-hmm. He was Jorge Lopez throwing the mitt beforehand, except this was for better, winning the World Series.
Positive.
Yes, for sure. Jesse, obviously, an iconic Met for sure.
Number three.
I'm not commenting till we get the full five because I have a lot of opinions, but I need to be fair to him and see who's on the list. Go ahead.
K-Rod. Francisco Rodriguez,
that's
sixth
awful.
All-time in saves.
Man, that's freaking awful. Francisco
You said
Rodriguez.
You weren't going to comment until the list was
I don't even
on.
Remember him playing for the Orioles.
He had a brief stint with the Orioles.
When was he with the Orioles?
He had a brief stint with the Orioles.
Like,
I don't
how long
the,
was he even there?
Again, brief stint with the Orioles.
I'm just
three
saying.
Games.
So you don't think K-Rod, again, it doesn't mean you were a great Oriole or you were a great Met. It just means the best players to have played on the Mets and Orioles.
Oh, this list sucks. Go ahead.
Number two.
Roberto Alomar.
I understand that. Like, Robbie Alomar is a Hall of Famer. He was a great player. He was a tremendous Oriole. I'm not even going to argue that. Go ahead. That's fine.
Here we go.
Number one.
And again, this is the top five players to ever play for the Mets and Orioles. I have a list of guys that didn't make the list. I'm sure Evan's going to come back
me
with.
Yes, I've already got a list.
Okay. To me, the guy that's number one, I think is the most underrated player in the history of baseball. My Mets Bible right here. Evan and I are pretty much the same age. We grew up with these Mets, and it's Eddie Murray.
Yeah, I got no issue with the great Eddie Murray. Eddie Murray is so funny. Like, he's obviously a Hall of Famer. He wears an Orioles hat. Got no issue with that. For the 2 years he was here, he was Steady Eddie. He played. The problem was he was one of the faces of the worst teams money could buy.
With Bonilla, Saber, Hagen, right? Am I on the right track there?
Was he good here?
He was fine.
He was fine.
Like, I wouldn't say he was what he was. You got to remember, he was also like 37, 38. Like, he was an older guy, but he signed a 2-year deal. He came here, and I'd guess off the top of my head, 260, 20-plus home runs, 80. Like, he was fine. He wasn't the Hall of Famer he was in Baltimore. He was Steady Eddie, but my God, you left out Bobby Bonilla.
Well,
you left out Melvin Mora.
Okay, so I had a hard time with Bobby Bonilla, and we're on SNY, Todd Zeal, who wasn't on the Orioles for a long time.
You picked Frank! Frankie Rodriguez.
No, well, Frankie Rodriguez is sixth all-time in saves, and I love Todd Zeal. To me, Zeal and Bobby's
Ray
numbers.
Ray Knight played for the Orioles.
Ray Knight's another
good
one.
He was a World Series MVP.
Sid Fernandez is another one.
Andy Chavez played for the Orioles.
I love Andy Chavez, not so much as others that we have to see that catch a million times. By the way, they lost the game and they lost the series.
I'll tell you something very uncomfortable. You know who is a good player?
Matt Harvey is another one.
I'm sick
of Matt Harvey. I think he's a little overrated as far as his contributions, but
I'll tell you somebody who was actually pretty good, as much as we all hate on him. Armando Benitez.
You can't put Armando Benitez over Jesse. Not over K-Rod, though.
K-Rod?
I'm saying the best players to ever play for the Orioles and Mets. You know another one, too?
Justin Turner.
I was just about to say him. When I started going through the list, I'm like, man. But there are sentimental guys like Harvey and Ray Knight and Turner, obviously, and Endy. But I'm sorry, as far as players, these are the best guys.
Oh, I got one better than K-Rod. It just hit me. Randy Myers.
That's a good one.
He was a better closer than Frankie Rod. Well, I wouldn't say he was better, but he had his moments where he was.
If I really wanted to make your head explode, I would have put Jose Bautista. Did you know he was? First of all, do you remember he was even on the Mets?
I mean,
and he was on the Orioles too.
Now that you tell me, I guess Damon Buford. Remember Damon Buford?
Damon Buford.
Yeah, they got him in the Bobby Bonilla.
You said Melvin Morvin. Yeah. Melvin Mora. How about Mike Bordick?
I can't stand Mike Bordick.
Jay Payton.
Mike Bordick. I forgot Payton was an Oriole, but that's a good call.
Love Jay Payton.
That's fun. That was a little fun Cinco de Favo because the Mets do play the Orioles today, and there is like a weird history. You know, interleague play has become, like it doesn't exist anymore. It's kind of like the NFL with the AFC and the NFC just has gone away. You don't even mention when it's interleague play anymore. There used to be a time, Tiki, where you'd say, oh, it's interleague play. Oh, it's weird. And now it's like the NFL, where it's like when an NFC team faces an AFC team. And even more so, the lines have been blurred because you play every team every year now. So you know the Mets play the Orioles every year. You know the Yankees are playing the Braves every single year. So,
yeah.
Those lines are all gone. That was an easy one
for Tommy to try to put together.
Do you think that was an easy one?
Yeah, it was an easy one. He didn't have to really work on that one.
Well, I mean, Eddie Murray's a Hall of Famer, and so is Robbie Alomar. So those
K-Rod
two are like easy.
60 saves.
Yeah, well, what do you do with the Orioles?
60 saves.
With who?
With the Mets.
No, I'm talking about with the Orioles. I don't even remember him playing for the Orioles.
Oh, no, he got traded in 2011.
To the Brewers.
Yes. So he actually had 83 saves with the Mets.
Thank you. With the Orioles, he had 22 innings. Hey, what are we doing? Frankie Rodriguez,
Did K-Rod play for the Orioles and the Mets?
No saves. Five games.
But here, let me tell you something about Melvin Mora on why he should have been high on this list. And I have a bias towards this, but it's true. So Melvin Mora as a Met gave you postseason contributions in 1999, right? Uh-huh. He had the outfield assist. Came off the bench, so a memorable Met. Met fans like him. And the biggest mistake they made in 2000 is that when Ray Ordonez got hurt, instead of allowing him to be the shortstop, they traded him to the Orioles for Mike Bordick. Melvin Mora goes to the Orioles. First of all, he has quintuplets, which is, like, incredible. That's awesome. Good for Mrs. Mora and Melvin Mora.
One and done.
And then carves out like a really good career with the Baltimore Orioles to where he was one of the more popular players. I was living in Maryland at the time. So Mora became like a good Oriole and gave the Mets some of those magical moments. So I
love Melvin Mora, just to be clear.
Screw you, Loogie.
When I first thought of the list, I was going to put him number five. But based on what you just said there, to me, Andy Chavez and Todd Zeal, and it's not their faults, should have had two of the most iconic plays in the history of the franchise. Not their fault. We know what happened with both of those plays. So they should be there over Melvin. Ray Knight won the MVP in the World Series, did he not?
Yes, that's why I said Ray Knight. So, yeah, I said it, you didn't say it.
Well, that's why the list is the list. But Melvin Mora should not be on there over a Knight, over a Todd Zeal, over Endy.
I was just giving you a lot of names to fix your broken list.
He was just saying over K-Rod, who started or was in 22 games in Baltimore.
The K-Rod edition was almost like unforgivable.
You know who would have been better than K-Rod? John Main, Steve Traxel. Those names would have been better than K-Rod.
And a name that is in my Mets Bible, Joe Orsolak.
Ah, the great Joe Orsolak.
And David Segui.
David Segui is definitely in my Mets Bible. When did I mention Joe Orsolak in my Mets Bible? I'm trying to think about it.
Joe Orsolak pinched hit basically every single game when I was a kid.
He was probably in a scorecard.
That's right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.